Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
Now back then, it's like, okay, if there was drama with somebody else happening over there, I might peek through the window, you know, I might observe, but I don't want it in my life, okay? I've never wanted it in my life, and I still don't. So when I realized me being such a petty, vindictive person was constantly giving people access to me, in all types of situations, like toxic friendships, etc. And I was allowing these people to stay in my life so that I can manipulate them and play with them and get even. And I can be petty and teach them a lesson because they hurt me or they feel like I'm a pushover because I'm shy and I'm non-confrontational. You know, let me teach them a lesson. I realized I was just inviting a lot of unnecessary drama into my life. And that's really not who I am. Even when I was that type of person, I was like, that's not who I am. Like, I don't want that. I don't, you know, like if I want to see drama or something, I might watch reality TV, but I don't want it in my life. I don't want it in my life. So when I realized that all that was doing was keeping me in toxic situations, I was like, you know what? These people do not care about me. These people have shown me that they do not value my friendship. They do not value my presence. So I need to let go of whatever it is in me that's making me keep them around to teach them a lesson. And I realized it was the pettiness. It was the vindictiveness. It was trying to teach people that I am not a pushover. And so I said, you know what? I have to get rid of that. I have to kill that part of me. I have to do something about it because I don't want these relationships in my life. I don't want to be having friends that I cannot trust. You know, I don't want that life. I don't want that life. So I think that's what that happened. That's the realization I made when I was like 19 and I just started cutting people off. But that was the thing. I started cutting people off. And then I realized it was easier for me to not be petty and vindictive because I didn't have people in my life who pulled that out of me. And then also, as I became triggered here and there after I had that realization, I consciously made the effort to let people win. I literally made the effort to let people win so that my ego would intentionally be damaged so I can teach it a lesson that it will not get its way all the time. Like, I used to actively do this. I mentioned this on one of the episodes. I practiced this a lot when I was driving because driving, like when people do stupid things, when people try to cut you off and it's like your ego instantly kicks in and it wants to get back at them. It wants to, you know, that's where all the road rage comes from. So I would actively do things to let people get ahead of me. If people were trying to speed up when the lanes were merging to pass me, I would let them go ahead. I would slow down and let them go instead of speeding up. Your ego will tell you to speed up, but I will intentionally slow down so that I could practice not giving my ego the gratification that it needed because I realized how dangerous it was to be led by my ego. And that's the thing I want you to realize. It's very dangerous to live a life led by your ego, because when you are led by your ego, you become very easy to manipulate. You become very easy to manipulate. Let me tell you how. Because the ego wants what it wants. So if you dangle a carrot in front of people, so to speak, and the carrot is what they want, what the ego wants, you can easily manipulate them into doing what you want them to do, because the ego wants that instant gratification so bad that it will do whatever it needs to do to get it. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, when you allow yourself to be led by your ego, you make very short-sighted decisions that may hurt you in the long term. And it's very immature. Like, you need to learn how to put your ego in check. The pettiness is not worth it. Blowing up on people is not worth it, even if they deserve it. Even if they deserve it. And trying to get people back is not worth it either, because you're taking all of this time, effort, and energy that you could be putting into your goals or something you really want, or the people who actually care about you. But here you are plotting and scheming and allowing people to have access to you longer than they should in some cases. Or even if you cut them off, it's like you're still wasting all of this time, effort, and energy trying to plan somebody's demise. And you don't realize that karma is always on time. So you can let karma deal with them, because, you know, she might not come when you want her to, but she's always on time. You can let karma handle that. But if your ego tells you you have to take it into your own hands so you can be there to witness their pain, you are going to set yourself up for some more karma now, because what goes around comes around. Like, it's a never-ending cycle. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.